Morning to you, Robbie. Oh, how are you?
Yeah, well, thanks for the invite.
Oh, you're not happy?
So, as usual, would you have come? You've gone to some exotic destination and I never get an invite.
When was the last time you were in Wagga?
1986. Last time I was in Wagga. Yeah, could have been. In fact, I don't think I've ever been to Wagga.
Primary School Sports Association, Soccer Carnival.
PWSA.
Region. Yeah, PWSA.
PWSA, yeah. No, I don't think I've ever been to Wagga.
Oof, you're missing out, Robbie.
What am I missing out?
I'm not sure I'm leaving. Mate, it's heaving here. Even sitting in the pub. How many people? There's got to be people 200 people here.
People are on the beers.
And they're drinking.
They're on the beers 40. At breakfast.
Well, therein lies the problem.
Table in front of us.
Therein lies the problem in Wagga. They have an alcohol problem. They're drinking at this time in the morning. That's just not on.
It is Friday.
It's late by their standards.
It's cup day.
And it's Friday.
It's Friday. And as Laurie always says on Friday, it's windy.
It is windy. And you can do anything on Fridays once you finish work.
Especially
a lot of shift workers here.
Just I can only imagine what's going to happen once you guys finish. I can only imagine.
Well, you know what I'm going to do, Rob? I'm going to go home. I'm going to go home, jump into bed for an hour or two, and then wake up refreshed about 11:30 and head out to the track.
That sounds like a very, very smart decision.
Because if I don't have a sleep, I'll peak way too early today.
At 1 o'clock, and
I don't want to be peaking at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
You can't be peaking at 2 o'clock. You got to at least get to lights on or lights off stage.
Get out of the dimmer area.
That's it.
All right. Anyway, what's happening in your code?
Yeah, listen, the big result overnight was we were looking at, and I'd have tipped it because I thought Arsenal would win at home, but they didn't. But so Europa League, it'll be a Manchester United and the Spanish club Villarreal final. Arsenal only drew at home, and I thought they would win to make it another all-English affair because, as we know in the Champions League, Manchester City will play Chelsea, but the Europa League will be a Manchester United against Villarreal. So that's three English teams. And I saw the highlights of the game and Arsenal should have won. Football at the moment is the number one at the moment.
What did you make of the result that we'll see Manchester City play Chelsea in the Champions League final?
Well, look, Manchester City is start favourite. But Chelsea did beat them in the FA Cup semi-final, and Chelsea are playing really well at the moment. So there could be, but I think it's very even. And I'm going to tip Chelsea to create a surprise for a lot of people. And I think they'll beat Manchester City and take out the Champions League final. Europa, Spanish are very strong in this competition, but I think Manchester United, having got this far, will win that one. So, as you can see with the final all decided now, not played, but all decided, it's starting to wind down in Europe with the seasons in all the competitions coming to an end. The Spanish League is probably the most interesting in respect to how close it is. The top four play each other this weekend. Barcelona take on Atletico Madrid and Real Madrid take on Sevilla. That's the top four. And that'll be very interesting. I think Real Madrid by the end of the weekend will be league leaders because Barca will beat Atletico and Real Madrid will beat Sevilla. But that wraps up Europe. And now locally, games galore. MacArthur won last night against the struggling and embarrassing Melbourne Victory. And there's lots of games on this weekend as well.
Now, your old West Ham side, can they make the Champions League?
No, I think they'll make the Europa League. I think the Champions League is set. I think it'll pretty much finish the way it is. Manchester City, United, Leicester and Chelsea. For as much as I would love my old club West Ham to get into the Champions League, I think it'll be a step too far. There's not that many games to go. But the season they've had in the Europa League qualification is really big for them.
How are the ferrets looking for this weekend?
Well, the Ferrets are important, but I think we should talk about the A-League before we talk about the Ferrets. But given the weather, I'm hoping the Ferrets will be on because, as you know, we've had quite a bit of rain. But today's game, Friday night, Adelaide United taking on Wellington. Look, all the games are really important this weekend because it's very congested in the race for the top six. Newcastle plays Sydney tomorrow. Western Sydney Wanderers will take on Western United tomorrow. I'll be doing that game out at Bankwest. And as I said, all these games, very, very tight. Melbourne City look like they've got the Premier's plate wrapped up. But in respect to the other positions, it's really a fight. I think only Victory and Newcastle are out of the race.
Have a good weekend, Robbie.
See you later, Chips. Bye.